ICE arrests more than 100 in raid. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news report. Federal immigration officials on Tuesday raided a large meat supplier based in Canton and Massillon. Special agents arrested more than 100 workers suspected of using stolen or fraudulent identification to gain employment. A search warrant was also served at a Fresh Mark location in Salem, Ohio. The raid was the largest workplace enforcement action to take place in recent years, said Steve Francis, special agent in charge of Michigan and Ohio's ICE Homeland Security investigation. In a release from the Department of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, this action is part of a year-long ongoing investigation based on evidence that Freshmark may have knowingly hired illegal aliens. According to the ICE website, Freshmark is a member of ICE's IMAGE program, which stands for ICE Mutual Agreement Between Government and Employers. However, IMAGE members are not immune from ICE scrutiny or prosecution for workforce compliance violations. Northeast Communications Director Khalid Walls said in total 98 males and 48 females were arrested. A 24-hour toll-free detainee locator hotline is available for family members for those arrested. The hotline number is 1-888-351-4024. The Tuscarawas County Metropolitan Housing Authority has recently announced the reopening of its Section 8 Housing Voucher Program waiting list. Executive Director Martin Howe says the waiting list has been closed since April of 2017.
Our Section 8 program is not what's called an entitlement program. We get what's called an annual budget authority. We get a certain amount of money from HUD each calendar year to serve a certain number of families in the county.
This program currently assists 574 Tuscarawas County families who are low-income, elderly, disabled and or handicapped with monthly rent and utilities. Al said that when it becomes a two-year wait list to get assistance, TMHA is forced to close the waiting list.
Basically, it's a short pre-application. We take some basic information. We don't actually require documentation at that time. That comes later when they're pulled off the waiting list and go through a formal application process.
Howell added that there is a front and back form that needs to be filled out, where information on the household income and housing status will need to be identified. Families are asked to visit Jim's Place in New Philadelphia on Wednesday, July 18th from 9 to 12, where officials from TMHA will be available to assist with the application process. The waiting list pre-application form is available at the TMHA Administrative Office beginning July 2nd. Residents can also visit TuscarawasMHA.org for more information. The Tuscarawas County Library will be hosting its fourth annual mini Comic-Con for those who love comics, anime, and manga on June 27th at 1 p.m. Public Relations Associate Megan Kowalski-Grimm says attendees will have a chance to win prizes for best costume as well as many other activities throughout the day.
There'll be manga drawing classes, coloring workshops, Mad Brothers will be providing games, we'll have a survival for how to go to your first Comic-Con 101.
Public Service Associate Courtney Wallace noted that Comic-Cons have been around since the 1970s, and since its popularity has grown, so has the interest right here in Tuscarawas County. Registration is required for this event. To register, call the Tuscarawas County Library at 330-364-4474, extension 101, or visit tusklibrary.org. Meanwhile, in your state news, the father of a two-year-old Ohio boy who investigators say was accidentally shot and killed by his 13-year-old brother while he was playing with a gun has been charged with involuntary manslaughter. A Montgomery County grand jury also indicted the father Wednesday on charges including endangering children and marijuana possession. Court records don't indicate whether 34-year-old Jamal Evans has an attorney. Javonte Johnson was killed June 4th in Harrison Township. And in your sports news, the Indians beat the White Sox 12-0 last night. Jose Ramirez and Jason Kipnis both hit home runs, and Corey Kluber picked up his 11th win on the season. The Reds topped the Tigers 5-3, and the Pirates game against Milwaukee was postponed last night. The Indians are off today. Cincinnati plays the Cubs at 7:10, and Pittsburgh hosts Arizona. The 2018 NBA draft is tonight from Brooklyn, beginning at 7 o'clock. The Cavaliers have the 8th overall pick. Your news this morning is brought to you by Law Motor Company in Sugar Creek, the area's most complete car service and repair center. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
How do you know the true condition of a pre-owned vehicle? Looks can be deceiving. How do you know that vehicle is mechanically sound? Law Motor Company in Sugar Creek has an 88-point checklist. They go through the vehicle and restore it to as close to showroom new as possible before it goes on the lot. Most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. Come to Lahm Motor Company's lot to check out these pre-owned cars and trucks. A black 2006 Acura MDX SUV with heated leather seats, 4x4, sunroof, navigation, and electronic parking aid. A black 2010 Volkswagen GTI with a 4-cylinder engine, heated seats, sunroof, satellite radio, navigation, and daytime running lights. See these and other great vehicles at Lahm Motor Company on Broadway in Sugar Creek or at LahmMotorsCO.com.
We temporarily dry out on this Thursday, the first day of summer, with a cloudy to partly sunny sky. Not quite as humid. High temperatures this afternoon around 80 degrees. The showers and thundershowers will return to the area this evening, overspreading the region from south to north. Low temperature 64. Showers likely in into our Friday. Chance for thunder. High temperature 77. It remains unsettled Saturday with a mostly cloudy sky. Showers likely. Occasional thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.